Diva Kodja, Ishmisher, Joe Ballard, Thoughtful Rise with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello, friends. I'm Joe Ballard, and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme, you'll hear all types, styles, and genres of Irish music: traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish, and old time Irish songs, with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography, and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. The Eva Cordia, the Falcha Roith, with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello, friends. I'm Joe Ballard, and I'm with you for the next 2 hours or so with some Sounds Irish. And just to let you know, as we do at the beginning of every programme, this is a pre-recorded programme, so you won't be able to contact me while I'm on air, but you will be able to contact me at any time by email, and the email address is everton274@sky.com. E-V-E-R-T-O-N 274@sky.com, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. Don't worry about my name, that email address will get me. everton274@sky.com. Now, friends, as you are no doubt aware, we are at present starting our St. Patrick's Day festival. No, we just don't do things on a St. Patrick's Day. Oh, not us. We Irish celebrate St. Patrick's Festival. Could last a week, you know. And I don't know when exactly you'll be listening to this programme, but enter into the spirit of the St. Patrick's Festival. So what I'm going to do on this week's programme, I'm going to play some of the most played and popular Irish tracks that I've played since the last St. Patrick's Day. And you'll hear favourites, all the old favourites, and I hope you'll recognise some of them and maybe join in. So here we go. No matter what radio station you're listening to me on, Sounds Irish is coming to you, and I hope that you're going to enjoy it. Let's start off with Foster and Allen, and of course, they're telling us all about the beauties of Galway Bay. Now, Galway is a beautiful town on the west coast of Ireland, and you'll hear them say barefoot gossoons. A gossoon is an Irish word for a boy. And the moonrise over Cladda. Cladda is a beautiful village just outside of Galway. Enough prattle from Joe. Here, Foster and Alan telling us all about Galway Bay.
If you ever go across the sea to Ireland, be it only at the closing of your day, you can sit and watch the moon rise over Cladda and see the sun go down on Galway Bay. Just to see again the ripple of the trout stream, the women in the meadows making hay, or to sit beside the turf fire in a cabin and watch the barefoot gossoons at their play. The breeze is blowing o'er the sea from Ireland, are perfumed by the heather as they blow, and the women in the uplands digging pretties speak a language that the strangers do not know. Oh, the strangers came and tried to teach us their ways. They scorned around us for being what we are. But they might as well go chasing after moonbeams. Or light a penny candle from a star. Going to be a life hereafter, and somehow I feel sure there's going to be. I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear land across the Irish Sea.
Whoops, that ended suddenly, did it not? But that's the sort of track we'll be having on the programme this week. Favourites, old songs that we've heard from years gone by, some new stuff as well, but songs that I'm sure you've heard over and over again, and you know, including this one. Now, over the St. Patrick's Day festivities, this song will be sung countless times. I know I was doing a gig last night, and we sang it, and we lifted the roof. Here, the people that started it all, the Clancy Brothers. Come on, join in with them.
And it's now day. For credit, she answered me nay. Such a custom as yours I can get any day. And it's no I took sovereigns bright, and the landlady's eyes opened wide with delight. She said, I have whiskey and wines of the best, and the words that I said sure were only in jest. And it's no game.
Yeah.
And it's No, Nay, Never. Yes, yes, that's a great one for a party. The Clancy Brothers there. Now I'm going to play for you the song that I've said so often. It must be the most popular song in the last 40 years. The most popular Irish song, that is, written by Pete St. John, telling the story of the young man who stole the corn because his wife and child were starving, and he broke into Trevelyan's field and he stole corn so that they could bake bread. And of course he got caught and he got shipped off to Australia. You know it, The Fields of Athenry, the best version. By the way, Athenry is a lovely town in the county of Galway. And here, Paddy Riley singing for us the lovely but sad story of The Fields of Athenry.
Prison wall, I heard a young girl calling. Michael, they have taken you away, for you stole Trevelyan's corn, so the young might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreamed songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. Against the famine and the crown, I rebel, they cut me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity. Low lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. The prison ship sailed out against the sky, for she lived in hope and pray for her love in Botany Bay. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. The small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry.
You know, somebody said to me recently that that song, The Fields of Athenry, we should adopt as our national anthem, because wherever Irish people get together, whether it's at a football match, a rugby match, a hurling match, wherever, and they want to sing, they sing The Fields of Athenry. Even in the UK, the soccer supporters of Liverpool, they sing The Fields of Anfield Road, which is where their home games are played, and they stole it from Athenry. But there, that was Paddy Riley's version, the biggest hit and the most popular song, as I said, for the last 40 years. One of the most popular songs for the last God knows how many years tells the story of the man who fell in love with Mary. Now, how many men have fallen in love with Marys, Irish Marys? But Mary was from Tralee, but unfortunately he had to go away and fight the war in India. And when he came back, believe it or not, well, Mary had gone to God and he was brokenhearted. But here we have Connie Foley, a real old version of the song, The Rose of Tralee.
The pale moon was rising above the green mountain. The sun was declining beneath the blue sea. When I strayed with my love through the pure crystal fountain that stands in the beautiful vale of Tralee. She was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eye ever dawning that made me love Mary, the rose of Tralee. The cool shades of evening their mantle were spreading, and Mary, all smiling, sat listening to me. The moon through the valley her pale rays were shedding, when I won the heart of the rose of Tralee. Though lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eye ever dawning that made me love Mary, the rose of Tralee.
A very old recording of Connie Foley singing The Rose of Tralee. And we come right up now to a very brand new recording of a song that I'm sure people who outside of Ireland will be familiar with, because it was featured in the movie The Quiet Man, and it was written by Dick Farrelly, and it's been recorded by numerous artists. But here we have Celtic Woman, who are at the moment, well, on a roll, as they say, as far as their performances and sales are concerned. They unfortunately don't appear in Ireland too much, but they do appear all over the US and Australia and Canada. But I am proud to count them among my friends, and they regularly send me emails. And I'm going to play for you their recording of that wonderful track that was a big hit for Bing Crosby way back in the day. Here, Celtic Woman and the Isle of Innisfree, a beautiful arrangement.
met some folks who say that I'm a dreamer, and I've no doubt there's truth in what they say. But sure, a body's bound to be a dreamer when all the things he loves are far away, and precious things are dreams unto an exile. They take him o'er the land across the sea, especially when it happens he's an exile from the dear lovely Isle of Inishree. And when the moonlight peeps across the rooftops of this great city, wondrous though it be,
by a beautiful arrangement, wonderful singing, that Celtic woman and the Isle of Inishree. And I know that Dick Farrelly, were he alive, would be proud of that. So proud. Wonderful job. Now, I mentioned Bing Crosby. In the 40s, it must have been, Bing sang a lot of Irish-American songs. Some of them were Irish songs, but most of them were what they call narrowback songs, which were songs about Ireland written by some people who've never been to Ireland. And one such song was this I'm going to play for you now, Bing Crosby and his version of How Are Things in Glacamora. Now, look, wait a minute, before you start criticising, do remember that this is an Irish-American song, and a lot of our Irish people don't go for these type songs, but I do. I love this old time, what my brother used to call Faith and Begorra songs, and there's nothing wrong with them. Have a listen to Bing Crosby and How Are Things in Glacamora.
I hear a bird, a Londonderry bird. It well may be he's bringing me a cheery word. I hear a breeze, a River Shannon breeze. It well may be it's followed me across the sea. then tell me, please, how are things in Glacamora? Is that little brook still leaping there? Does it still run down to Donny Cove through Killybegs, Kilkerry and Kildare? How are things in Glacamora? Is that willow tree still weeping there? Does that lassie with the twinkling eye come smiling by? And does she walk away sad and dreamy there, not to see me there? So I ask each weeping willow and each brook along the way, and each lass that comes a sighing to relay, how are things in Glacamora this fine day? So I ask each weeping willow and each brook along the way, and each lass that comes a sighing to relay, how are things in Glacamora this fine day?
From Finian's Rainbow, Bing Crosby and How Are Things in Glacamora. I said just before playing that track that it was what my brother used to call a Faith and Big Gara song. I just like to squash any ideas here that we Irish people go around saying Faith and Big Gara. Now, Barry Fitzgerald might have said Faith and Big Gara in the movies way back, but we don't say, neither do we say Top of the Morning to you. We don't say that. That's just, I don't know where they got that one from. Anyway, we're moving on and we're going to have Dermot O'Brien telling us the story near Oran Moor in the County Galway. We're back in Galway again. He was going along and he met this young girl and she was started talking to him and she invited him back to her father's house and they had a wonderful time playing music for the old man. And then the next morning he left, he was leaving for Donegal and he still remembered that lovely girl and what she wore, a Galway shawl. Yes, you know it. This is another big hit for Dermot O'Brien and the Galway shawl.
Near Oran Moor, in the County Galway, one pleasant evening in the month of May, I spied a damsel. She was young and handsome, her beauty fairly took my breath away. She wore no jewels, nor costly diamonds, no paint nor powder, oh no, not at all. She wore a bonnet with a ribbon on it, and around her shoulders was the Galway shawl. We kept on walking, she kept on talking, till her father's cottage came into view. Said she, come in, sir, and meet me, father, and play to please him. Oh, I played of the blackbird and the stack of barley, Rodney's glory and the fucking view. She sang each note like an Irish linnet, and the tears stood in. Early, early, all in the morning, I hit the road far out down the hall. Said she goodbye, sir. She cried and kissed me, but my heart remained with that Galway shawl. She wore no jewels, no nor costly diamonds, no paint nor powder, oh no, not at all. She wore a bonnet with a ribbon on it, and around her shoulders was the Galway shawl.
One of the most talented musicians I had the good fortune to know, Dermot O'Brien and his version of the Galway shawl, although that wasn't the original. But I think that one there was much better than the original recording, Dermot O'Brien. Now, a few moments ago, we had you all joining in and singing with the Clancy Brothers. Now, if I were to say to you, sing me a song about Dublin, I wonder would it be this one from the Dubliners, telling us the story of the young fisher girl who used to meet the fishing boats with her wheelbarrow, put the fish on, and then go through the streets of the Dublin in the Middle Ages, crying out, selling her cockles and her mussels. And then, unfortunately, the poor young lady dies of a fever. And, well, no one could save her. And that was the end of the aforementioned Miss Malone.
This song doesn't need any introduction in this town, and let's hear you sing it with us. In Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, I first set my eyes on sweet Molly Malone, as she wheeled her wheelbarrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels. Alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels. A fishmonger, and sure 'twas no wonder, for so were her father and mother before, and they both wheeled their barrows through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels. Alive, alive, oh, alive. could save her, and that was the end of sweet Molly Malone. But her ghost wheels her barrow through streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels alive, alive. Oh, on your own, let's hear you.
Alive, alive, oh. Alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels alive, alive.
Oh, you can do better than that. Let's hear you now.
Alive.